Lift your game.
Hello and welcome to Balls Out No Flops, a rugby league fan cast. We're going to do a review of round 15. We're going to do some predictions. We're going to do a half yearly report card for your team and for our teams. Also, we're going to have a look at Origin, good form against bad opposition, trainer hand shandies, the Flanagans and Brooks. Welcome back to Morton Paragon.
Decides to show up, mate.
My calendar cleared up.
Your calendar cleared up.
As did my rash.
Yeah. As did your crabs.
So things cleared up.
Calendar's a new word for crabs out there, people. Mm-hmm. If you need to tell your wife, so go to the doctor. Get checked out for calendar.
I got some date cream for my calendar.
Well, all the dates you've been going on with Miss, what's her name again? I forgot.
Elsie Albert. By the way, she's married.
Yeah, the Daily Telegraph will be taking snaps of you two. Down. Where would you go? Where would you take her on a date?
I'd take her to a lovely little jazz club and we'd have dinner. Candlelight and then...
I'd imagine, like, if she's dancing, if she's wearing anything too tight, that's just going to rip open. Those thighs are just going to come out. She's a big girl. She's muscly. She's very muscly.
Well, obviously, Ray Carney's back with his...
He's clearly been thinking about this.
Yeah, you're going to sort of spin her around, swing her, and the next thing you know, her fucking...
Is she your type? Nah. Your wife is very attractive and very feminine.
I don't like muscly girls, no. I know a few people that do. I don't see. That's you may as well go the other way.
Exactly. I know a guy. He's just Elsie Albert. Maybe not the not. I'm not going to say it. Elsie Albert would be his exact
zenith.
Yeah, he's Olympus.
Everest.
He likes real muscular black girls.
The vagina is meant to be just a nice, gentle sort of moist, not something to be feared. not you know, you go in there and it's like fucking two hamstrings strangling.
And what do you think the vagina should be, Morton?
Starting to question it now. I thought I knew.
I don't understand that.
I would definitely say more welcoming.
Yeah, more welcoming than.
But the way you describe it, it's like it sounds like it's. You know,
fortress.
Yeah,
battlements.
So you haven't commented. Do you like muscly chicks?
Within reason. Icelandic crossfit fit.
But that's not
a woman.
But they're very muscular. I'd like to have the body of an Icelandic crossfit woman. Now, if I had that physique,
you got a little bit of it. You got the vagina.
They call me Larry Thor's daughter.
We're actually going to do
Morton Sigmund's daughter.
We're going to do a CrossFit podcast in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, well,
me and Ray were talking about it while you were out of the room.
Really? All right, that sounds good.
Well, just a random sport one. 1 week you're going to tune in, and it's going to be an hour of something
fucking else. Golf or some shit.
That's good. I like that.
Oh, look at this. Now you listen, and you listen good, because this is how it's going to be. You're either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices. You don't like it? Well, that's too bad. You'll get a football in the back of your head. Balls out or flop. What's it going to be?
Balls out what a flop. What's it going to be? I can see you admiring my shirt there.
I'm looking at it. Yeah,
yeah, me too. I was.
It's pretty fucking good. Right? John Belushi on a shirt. So for those of you,
what else do you need?
Who can't see it, which is everyone out here except two guys, it's a toga party invitation made into a T-shirt from Animal House.
It's
not bad.
Yeah. It's not an orgy.
Well, it is.
It's not an orgy.
The Arnold doco, eh? Oh, Netflix, how fucking Arnold. Good
I
is it?
I haven't watched it.
Oh, it's very good.
It is
you were off, Arnie, for a long time.
I was until I watched this. It got recommended great. To me. Old Duke said, you got to watch it. Because I was a big Arnold fan for years.
You were.
Anyone in our generation was. Yeah. We're talking about this afternoon. Anyone in our generation. If you weren't an Arnold fan.
No.
Yeah, you were nothing.
Nothing.
Yep. You're a Bill Gates fan. That was it.
That's
Arnie
true.
And Bill Gates.
Yeah, look where that got us.
Yeah.
Idiots.
But it's highly recommended from Morton and myself. Mm.
Well, Jimmy the Hand told me to read his book, Total Recall, and that was fucking good.
Yeah, well, it's basically a book. Good. It's basically a book with footage. So it's really fun. But three parts. Part one is the athlete, all his bodybuilding days. Part two is the film.
Yep.
His movie star career. And part three is the politics career.
He would be an amazing rugby league player, Arnie. Yeah, it's just a dedication. Like
up there with Burgess, I reckon.
Maybe he, Origin coach, Blues. Get Arnie in.
He wouldn't even have to know
doesn't
the game.
Doesn't matter, yeah. You just get in there and just fucking give him a spiel about climbing mountains and...
Lift! You must lift!
You know who the NRL should look at? What about these four Colombian kids? You been reading about them?
No.
They crash in the Amazon in a little Cessna plane. The four kids are the only survivors, ages 13, 9, 4, and 11 months. They're in the Amazon fucking jungle...
Wow.
For 40 days.
Fuck no them. Way.
They're sending all these dogs in, and the dogs come back.
To eat them?
And the dogs are all fucked up because of the jaguars and anacondas in the jungle.
No way.
And these four kids survive.
All right.
That's crazy.
Hey, you know what?
11-month-old.
Yeah. I can tell you what happened here.
Yeah.
I reckon Disney shot the plane down.
Yeah.
Right. To get a story, a narrative. AI. They said Disney went in, punched in what would be a good story for Disney.
Yep.
And the AI punched that out and they said, right. They just gave a free flight to a bunch of Colombians.
Yep.
Boom.
Boom.
The 12 Thai cave boys, remember them? No. I said that wrong.
It sounds so fucking seedy.
Awful. Sounds like you said vagina again.
They made like 10 movies on that, fucking award winning.
The Ron Howard one's really good.
Yeah, it's good, but you know, that's what they're going to do.
They did one movie each, it's 12, apparently. 12 coming out. Okay, balls out of flop. What's it going to be? So, Morton, you're up.
Flop. B.
Settle down.
Fitler.
Ah, yep.
Just
Fiddler.
You're an idiot. You're a fucking trying to be some kind of quirky new age earth mother fucking, I don't know what you're trying to be. He's burning out players, man. Cody Walker, have one game and leave. Katoni Staggs, have one game and leave. Talakai, have one game and leave. Fucking
Nico,
have one game and leave.
That's terrible.
The fuck thing with Nico is he brought him in.
Yes.
For the second half, but if Cleary didn't play first game, he would have been in there and puts him on the bench, and then now he's not even on the bench.
These guys
lost it.
Yeah.
I'll play you one game, and half of them, I won't even play you in your proper position, and then off you go.
Yeah.
Don't need you anymore.
Too
what
much
is this shit?
The Fittler?
Ayahuasca ceremonies, I reckon. I think he's going to too many.
That'd be all right.
No, he's going to too many, though. You can't go. He's going to one every day, I reckon. He's just not making sense.
He got brought into Origin as an 18-year-old, and they stuck with him. When they were losing, he gives guys 30 minutes in their first game, and then he just flicks them.
I can't argue with that at all.
The training issues as well. All the club doctors are now. The clubs are sending in their own doctors to oversee the schmozzle that Fittler's got going at the moment at training because there's all these tissue injuries happening.
South's sent the physio in.
Yep.
Yeah, he's going to go in with them just to check what they're doing.
That's
and to make
when
sure.
You've heard that before.
No,
never.
Because they're going too hard on him. Okay, I get it. Origin's a much harder arena.
Nah, he's doing it wrong.
Yeah,
it needs to go hard. They're in the middle of the season. They're fucking in prime.
Just,
They don't need. They just need to be tuned up.
The impact it has on a club season is just fucking unbelievable. They don't need insurmountable.
They don't need hard training. They need to know like what they're going to do when they have the ball, which they clearly had no fucking idea what they were doing. They were just a shambles, right?
Yeah.
He also had Brayley in from Sharks to dummy half, and now he's not even in the team. Why would he put him there? But why did he do it in the first place?
They got Reece Robson.
Pangai.
Are we going to do this? Well, no, we can't go to Origin.
We're still
The burnout of players is my flop, and it is fucking awful. Like the way he just uses
absolutely
it. And good players.
Well, look at the injuries that came out of it.
Yeah,
but like Latrell, Cam Murray, Nathan Cleary.
He's a joke, mate. Like to play Katoni Staggs for one game. He's a good player. Nah, you're out. So yeah, fuck off. I wouldn't want to come back to the pricks. Even
he's a real
me.
Goer. Anyone that saw his sex tape knows that.
Yeah, I didn't like his angles. Nah. The camera work was...
He wasn't stagged at all, mate.
Yeah.
He was flopping around.
It was too much of him. But anyway.
Jesus. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, we're cinematographers and...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We understand art and angles. Right. And
Dean Semler over here.
Fucking shooting some Tatonka.
You hang like Tatonka.
All right. Anyone else got a fucking...
I just got a best of flops and balls. Well, flops. Best of flops.
Yeah.
Roosters. Throw them in there. They're a weekly flop. Refereeing starting to really dip again. That's been pretty bad.
It's dog shit. They don't even know what a knock-on is.
Knock-on. No consistency out the window. Just your good old-fashioned traditional flops here I'm going for this week. I just feel like the standards... Again, I think it's origin-based.
Yeah.
I think the standard has just fucking dropped. There's teams that are just floating down the bottom of the table again, and we're getting the same old teams back up the top. So your fever dream that you talked about a few weeks ago, your fever has broke, and we are back to the usual shenanigans in rugby league, unfortunately, except for Broncos. Broncos are up there and Warriors in the eight.
My flop is the sea creatures.
In general.
Just sea creatures in general. What are they doing?
Mollusks.
Mollusks. No, particularly sharks and dolphins.
What's that one with the horn? The wall?
Unicorn?
No. Is it a wall? Or
Whorl.
Is it a wall?
Yeah, it's a wall.
What a fucking... That was a mistake.
Yeah.
Come on, that's just leftover
that
sea creature.
That was a drunken creator. No, sharks and dolphins. That noise? Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to make the eight, Morton. I was starting to get a little bit panicky about your bet, but I don't think they're going to make the eight,
they
mate.
They might not, but I've had a good ride already.
I blame it on plastics in the ocean.
Yeah, man, it fucks them up a
lot. Have you seen Indonesia and the Philippines dump into the ocean?
It's horrible.
Yeah.
And makes it tough to score a try, break the line.
Yeah. Through fucking 40 million Coke bottles, crowd pleasers.
No, that's good, what mate. They should do, the opposing side. Just litter the shit out of their field.
We're going to need to put Kafusi in the recovery position and remove the fucking bottle tops from his mouth.
And the beer six-pack thing from around his neck.
Yeah, that's six. If you get a six-pack thing around you, there's no way that's getting around that motherfucker's neck.
There's like 12 of them.
Yeah. I got a balls out.
Oh, well.
Luke Brooks.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, let's do this then.
Wow.
There's times where I think that's fucked, and then I think no, that's actually so fucked it's turned the corner and it's good. Him announcing, I'm leaving the Tigers. After a decade of them putting up with his incompetence, his extra large cranium.
And trying to get rid of him.
His shit kicking game.
That's classy.
Fucking ridiculous defense. His lack of leadership, his big cranium again.
His general imbalance.
Yes, his bobbleheadedness. And then he's announcing it's not you, it's me.
His lack of forethought, foresight,
are
and
you
foreskin.
Kidding? This is like if in the 80s the Elephant Man was dating Elle Macpherson and then he left her.
Oh.
Like... It makes no fucking sense.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
They've done him multiple solids.
What did they offer him?
I'd say...
They offered him 2 years at like about half of what he's on, right?
A bag of rice crackers.
But he's on a pretty hefty.
He is. He's going to get a downgrade. But there are teams out there looking.
He's going to take a haircut.
He's going to take a haircut.
I love that saying. I don't know why.
Yeah. But he's been going all right. I think he's been going all right.
Fuck off.
The last couple of weeks, he's been playing pretty good.
He's been in first grade for 10 years.
I know he has, but he's been playing okay.
Good games has he had?
All of a sudden, he's had two good games, and then now they're going to lose
his value.
Yeah.
After two games.
This is what I'm on about.
Yeah.
So, wow.
It doesn't sound like a ball's out to me.
I admire the unmitigated arrogance and gall of it. It's unfucking believable.
Fair enough. What about you?
Elephant Man Brooks.
Look, we didn't get the victory, but what an event it was Friday. It was a good event. Come on. You had a tear in your eye, and you had a tear in your eye as well, mate. It was romantic. He came out with his kids.
Bet you had a few tears in your eyes.
But good on Ricky Stewart. Good on the Raiders for making it such a big event. What about Ben Hunt a couple of weeks ago? He had his 300th in Townsville. It was fucking non-event, mate. We look after our players, mate. Balls out to us looking after our players. Okay, that was one of the best 300th occasion I've ever seen in the league.
Really?
Yes.
And your players the build up for him, did they?
Well, the game never goes. You said it yourself. The game never goes your way most of the time.
Bad feeling.
So why make a big thing out of it?
Mm.
Well,
what about just some Jerome Luai in the eye fireworks on the way out and get on with it?
Keep it fucking low key, man.
I thought it was going to go bad because during the week, an article came out from Mr. Croker saying, I based all my professionalism training on who? Ray Carney?
Todd Carney.
Todd Carney.
Oh, there you go.
He said, I know you guys are going to laugh. Todd That's Carney. How he started.
and the guy who got a blowy off the German Shepherd. What was that guy?
Monaghan. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Monaghan.
Oh. The dog hasn't.
Todd Carney. He was.
He literally said he based his professionalism off Todd Carney.
Jesus Christ.
That's the greatest compliment Todd Carney's ever gained.
That's a stretch, isn't it?
Mm. But anyway, yeah, we're a shit team, all right? What do you want me to say? Our attack's terrible. Yep. But our Warriors are good.
I want you to say that.
I'll tell you who else is going down. You're going down and you're going down, mate.
Me with a tear in my eye and him with a tear in his eye. Let me tell you, mate.
The nation stood still, mate. It was like fucking Princess Diana dying. Everyone was out. Everyone was glued to the TV. Yeah. 6 o'clock
Friday night.
At the pub, everyone just stopped and just gawked for an hour and a half. They could not. No one ordered drinks. They all just watched.
What an unfortunate looking team you have. Yeah. You support.
Well.
You know what it's like? When you go to the Easter shows, the Rose of Clowns, you put ping pong balls in?
Yeah.
It's just like different fucking
balls.
Yeah. Well, your team's fucking roadkill, mate. That's all. Yeah. It's all fucking roadkill on Mainvale Road, mate.
Who?
Liam Knight.
Okay, I'll give
you
that.
His face is stretched out like a semi's very driven over it.
I'll give you that.
Very cartoon character.
Who else, though?
Yeah. We're not going to do this, are we?
That guy in the wing with the tattoo on the back of his head.
Tane Milne? Or Kenner?
Roadkill.
Horrible
guts, just
and
everywhere.
Taff, he's a weird looking motherfucker.
Yeah, Taff, he looks a bit frog like.
He looks a bit medieval.
Ilias, I'm not rating Ilias either.
He's a looker.
No, he's not.
He's from Olympus.
No, he's not.
Callum Matangi with a hair.
Oh, thug.
Beautiful looking man.
Game.
Anyway, I have not got a balls out this week
or a flop.
I flopped.
What did
flopped
you flop
on? The sea creatures.
Oh, yeah, good. That was a good flop.
Sea creatures.
One of your better ones.
Oh, Jesus.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops, the Rugby League Rock and Roll Podcast.
I know how to use ChatGPT.
You
know what
too.
I did with it today? Mm. I got it to write a story. I was bored at work. I got it to write a story that Predator gets possessed by the demon from The Exorcist.
Wow.
So they have to get upload Ash from Evil Dead 2 brain into fucking T2 Terminator to fight it. Just tell me you wouldn't
watch
that.
That's a ChatGPT run movie right there. That's great.
Who wouldn't watch that?
I wouldn't. I've been having a full fucking argument with Northern Beaches Hospital, all courtesy of ChatGPT. All my responses are through that, and it's great. I bet there's been like fucking 50 emails. I'm just typing in cues, bang, and they're coming back going, oh, I'm so sorry, yes, yes. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, it is good. What about you, Morty? You're a fucking Luddite, aren't
you? I'm a Luddite.
You've only heard of this thing recently.
Yep.
Oh, it's pretty good, man. It's pretty good.
It's the end of civilization.
We're not going to think, yeah. We just won't be able to think anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something.
Who needs to think? Yeah. Look where thinking's got us so far. Three idiots sitting in a room talking to fucking 10 idiots. We're listening. Forget thinking.
We forget to tell 10 other idiots.
Yeah. So.
Idiots.
We've got Origin or mid-season report card. What do you want to do?
Let's Origin.
Origin.
Let's get Origin out of there.
Origin.
Way.
Go.
3-0.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a dud.
We're recording this on the day that the New South Wales team was released.
It's early this week.
Yeah, yeah, we're early this week because of fucking work that we couldn't chat GPT in.
That's for all you people who complain it's not early enough.
Yeah. So.
All eight of you.
Nico Hines has been dropped.
Can I just say about that team selection?
Yeah, please.
Sunday, Queensland's team selected. They're already together training. New South Wales still fumbling around, fucking trying to get their team together. It's like one day extra training is so much more, man. It's just
Freddie.
Oh,
he's walking, got him all walking barefoot down at Coogee, and someone stole his Crocs, and he's just fucking stumbling around looking for him, mate. He's still there.
Yeah. They just got an extra day, Queensland. They got an extra day preparation. That's fucked.
Mate, anyway, you lose your hooker, you lose your halfback, and you lose arguably your best forward in Cam Murray.
Yeah.
Mm. Not good. New South Wales.
Moses?
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
Look, okay.
Well, Cam Murray's been named, though. Moses? Nah. I would have picked Reynolds. Not just South's connection. I just think he's more composed.
Steady. Yeah.
I think he can control the game much more.
On that ground.
Yeah, he knows that ground like the back of his fucking hairy fist.
They need a steadying influence. He's the man. He's not a long term, but he's the man for that game.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's created a good narrative, though, so we're really going to. This
let's
is
put
it.
That through ChatGPT.
This is it. This is it for Fitler. These are his choices. He's chosen Moses. He's made some really interesting decisions
kept
throughout. Last year was ridiculous. His selections were terrible. This year, same thing. Mm. So this is it now, man. This is it.
It's got to be
his last game.
Yeah. It's got to be.
You know, I've got an idea for New South Wales coach.
I would have been surprised if you didn't.
Sam Burgess.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
I actually fucking like that a lot.
Yeah.
Come
he's,
on.
He's got what it needs, yeah.
Because that's all you need.
Well, supporting that, yeah.
That's, like Mal, that's like Mal Meninga.
Yeah.
Like, yes. You don't have to coach. You just get the other guy. You get some other dude to do coaching.
Yeah. Get him in there,
get
mate.
Get him in there. He's a fucking...
He's
got
I know,
toughness DNA.
Yeah, he does, man.
He'd run through a brick wall for Sam.
You get him and you get Tooves in to just coach him in the background.
Yeah.
Or Desi.
There you go.
There you go.
And the bonding nights, Jesus.
What about Desi and
Tooves? Cokefield fucking... Sam,
if that
Sammy
doesn't work, can we get Desi and Tooves double act?
Yeah.
No, you need Sam there.
Sam's the face.
That's genius.
Mm.
And then just get all the old school. Just get all the old school guys around him.
Yeah.
And because we need grime. We need dirt.
They'd all be shit scared of Sam.
Queensland, Australia been doing it forever. Meninga, he can coach shit.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
He just fucking motivates them a bit.
All right,
and
Sam
scares
Burgess.
Them a little bit.
Sam Burgess for Origin coach.
I think so. And then we should give all New South Wales fans the Tui's cans. They can throw it on the field. Because I just feel like
we're missing
that. It's too clean, yeah. New South Wales is too clean. It's too corporate. I've said this last week. We need to dirty up. We need to grime it out a little bit. We need like fucking back in the Coliseum Day crowd where they're throwing shit.
We need, you know what we need to do? Just go to the fucking dildo factory. Go to the back where all the offcuts are.
Offcut.
All the offcut dildos.
Just the dills and the does.
The dills and the does. And you go there, the nuts, you know, the fucking veins, all the shit that didn't work out. You just roll the dumpsters up
And throw the off-cut dildo.
Yeah. And they just fucking hand them out to punters as they're coming in. And then you just fucking pelt dildos at them.
Here's a swollen nut and half a dick.
On a cock vein.
Throw that at Ben Hunt, would you?
Slingshot a nut with a fucking cock vein. Surely. That's Colosseum-like, right? You tell me that hasn't been done?
Do they circumcise dildos? Or do they? Or you buy? Is there a preference?
What are you asking me?
Oh, you're the one who knows there's offcuts of dildos.
Yes, they do circumcise them.
Do they?
Well, I'm assuming so. Dildo Coliseum, I'm writing.
Write that down. Queensland, on the other hand, are just settled.
Every year they're like that, good.
Mate. Slater's coming across as a
even when they lost Munster last year, like a few days before the game, didn't matter, mate.
No problem.
Next man
up. Don't know what Origin's about.
That's it. We've got young forwards who are going to be around for the next decade, smashing New South Wales.
So tell me this. Queensland win, right? Second game, up Suncorp, Wednesday week.
Correct.
What happens? Are they going to play the fucking dead rubber?
Yeah, they have to play
that. Should be dildo round, right? That's fucking ridiculous. Who's going to go to that? Tell me, who's going to go to that?
They should have a overall total. They should make that a little bit more of a big thing. So overall, for the history of State of Origin, you know, New South Wales has won how many? You know, 102 versus 105 or whatever. They should make that a bigger thing. So the dead rubber becomes a little bit more exciting.
Not enough accountability, too. Like New South Wales giving away game one. Game one.
Did New South Wales give that away?
Because it's corporate whores,
mate. If we got game three, then game one was New South Wales.
It's all about money. That's all it is with us.
That was shit, too.
You don't even fill Adelaide. You could have had 80,000.
Shitmosphere. At Homebush. It had shitmosphere. Like, so what do we think?
You want to play game one at home. You want both your games at home. What is this shit? It's New South Wales and Queensland. If you fucking want to watch it, come to Sydney or Brisbane.
Exactly. Don't go to Adelaide.
Bullshit.
Yep. And it just fucks the whole thing up.
My cousin David in Adelaide.
Yes.
He's a big listener. He loves it. He'll be getting his dildo slingshot out.
Off cut?
No. He's got the fucking real deal.
He's got the real deal. Wow. Also, who chooses the coach for New South Wales? Is it who makes that decision?
New South Wales Rugby League, right?
Is it?
It's a board.
It's a board?
It's a board decision, yeah.
It's not. It's like Illuminati shit, man. I'm telling you. This is fucking Illuminati choice.
Should go to fucking...
Some Channel 9 fucking, you know, let's get... Sorry, go on. I'm getting worked up here.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, the whole Channel 9 thing's ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it for Origin. I think
set our piece. What's our prediction?
Clean sweep.
Clean sweep.
The only thing that's got me thinking is since it's based all on money, and I said this last week, like they will lose, if it's a dead rubber, they will lose millions of dollars. So the only thing that's got me thinking is New South Wales winning this is because of that.
They were fucking up.
To not make it a dead rubber.
They were winning with 5 minutes left, and Queensland had...
Don't you want this?
No, I don't want that. And Queensland had man in the bin. All they had to do is fucking tackle three times. Yeah. They couldn't even do that. I'll tell you... This leads into my next thing. Good form against shit teams. Mm. Listen, New South Wales, you dumb fucks.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row, I have listened to fucking moron commentators screaming about Tedesco last weekend.
Oh, yeah. That was...
And fucking Mitchell Moses yesterday. They're playing the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yep.
They're playing against utter shit.
Yeah.
From a Bulldogs fan.
And then you're picking. Yes. And then you're picking these guys on form against a fucking debacle of a team.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Like, Teddy scoring three times against the Bulldogs does not mean he's in form. Honestly. He did fuck
and
all.
He did nothing. All he did was just catch the ball and fall out. He didn't break tackles or anything.
No.
Fucking Mitchell Moses stepping inside Tevita Pengai two times.
Yeah, that's nothing.
It's not form.
Yep.
They don't seem to take into account that if you run up a fucking cricket score against the bottom team in the comp, it doesn't mean shit.
It doesn't mean that you're any good.
Yeah.
You've got to look at these teams when they're playing against some decent teams.
Do that against the Broncos, the Rabbits.
Not the Rabbits.
Yeah, the Rabbits.
Yes, I agree.
The Storm.
Yeah. Do it against a real fucking team.
Then we'll listen.
Yeah.
But then we'll listen.
Like, this... There's no logic to it. Like,
see, and South went to prove that point by fucking losing to Saints.
Yep.
That's how good we are.
It's true. Like the draw as well is like, you know, you got teams that are up there like Sharks.
I'll tell you what, I'm ChatGPT and it's a fucking draw. No. See how Roosters get every fucking game.
Well, yeah, and then you've got Sharks coming in fifth. Their record against the top eight sides, they haven't won a game against the top eight side, and they're coming in fifth. Mm. So they've been playing a lot of shitty teams again this year. Last year was like that. The Raiders have got a really easy draw at the moment, and we're sort of up there as well.
Like if you have a blinder against the Knights, the Tractors, the Dogs, the Tigers, the Dragons, who gives a fuck?
Some teams have played the Dragons twice. Yeah. Like in the first 8 weeks.
Times.
Like, it's a fucking... There has to be some fucking sense. It's like a team... There's teams... There are fucking CEOs in the NRL who sign guys because they had a good game against us last year.
Yeah.
It's like, yep, but that's because we're shit already.
Yep.
And we're the only fucking team they can get some
Tell me, how are we the only people that have seen this?
Oh, I don't think we are. I think average punter out there knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, but we are the average punter. The average punter is like a hive mentality. I think we have a greater understanding than all the experts put together.
Yeah.
Like, here's to you, average punters.
If you play a good game against Penrith or someone, good.
Yep. Like, that's not going to happen, though. And the whole Moses selection is just, he's doing his mates a favour. That's what he's all been about the whole time.
Yeah. It's obvious he was in the team yesterday because, mate, from the kickoff, it was just Mitchell Moses fucking madness.
He's told his Channel 9 mates to sort of boost it up.
Madness of that shit yesterday.
And it's just like he's always favoured the Panthers players.
Oh, yeah.
And he's gone Moses.
And before that, it was Roosters, you know.
Yep.
So.
Mm. Yep.
You know who had a pretty good game? Adam Reynolds.
Yeah. He's diabolically good. Very consistent. Very consistent. All right.
Round, fuck around. I fuck around.
Yeah.
Fuck around, round, round. I fuck around. I fuck around. Fucking up and down this fucking street. I gotta find a fucking place where the fuck hits me. Those fuckers and me are getting fucking known. Yeah, the fuckheads know, so fucking leave us alone. I fuck around, round, round, round.
So, we fucked around and we are up to...
It's all we do.
Yeah, that's true. Mid-season report card.
Bang, bang. I can't hear now. It's too soft.
Let's see.
What number am I?
Great.
Two. Hey. All right, it's time, people. Let's do this.
Well, let's do it in brackets, braces of four, right?
Do you want to go down or up?
Go down.
That's what she said. All right. I would say the top tier. Did we do them in tiers or you want team
tiers.
At
the
time?
Tiers.
Panthers, I think this is pretty good.
Tell me if any of these four don't fit by the end of the year. Panthers, Broncos, Storm, Rabbits.
That's your top tier.
That's your top four, yeah.
That is your top tier. And I'm sorry to say, I think Panthers are in tier of their own again. I'm sorry. They're there, mate. They've done it again. They're fucking
point,
incredible.
Their point differential is substantially different to the other
double
teams.
Nearly.
Yeah.
171 compared to 91, 93.
And it's there against. They've only conceded in 13 games 149 points.
Yeah, it's pretty
their goal line defense is wicked. Mm. They don't let teams score.
I think it's Panthers versus Broncos. Storm or Rabbits, that top tier.
That seems to be it.
Roosters had plenty of ball and opportunity to score on Saturday night. They just couldn't.
Yeah.
They couldn't bust the Panthers' line. They pride themselves in just.
So what did they do? They sent their thug in to crack some skulls of their two best forwards.
We'll get to them.
Okay.
Okay. But no, I agree. I agree that that's your top tier. And that Panthers are the top of that tier.
You're 4 points away now, Souths.
Yeah, but we've got the bye this week.
That doesn't matter.
We haven't had our bite yet.
Doesn't matter. You're 4 points.
What does it matters for everyone else. Doesn't matter for South.
No. Panthers and Storm have had two byes. Broncos and Rabbits haven't had any.
Because they're not going to lose games. The Panthers are going to lose maybe one or two more.
Yeah, look. I mean, we've lost our bunch of games because we had a lot of fucking players out.
There you go. Go on. Go through the list. It always ends in Havili.
Okay. No, he played this week. He came back this
did
week.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he play all good?
Right.
Yeah. He's
all right.
He's
off him. First game.
He's not first. He's all right. Storm. What do you think of Storm?
They're coming back.
I still don't think they are.
Pat hasn't come back in a month.
Yeah, but he's not going to change it, man. He needs a few games. He needs a few games under his belt.
By the end of the year, he'll change it.
He needs at least six games.
I was at the grand final a couple of years ago. He changed that shit.
He will, but I think he's going to need half a season.
Yeah, but they don't care as long as he's right by the finals.
Yeah,
they'll be there.
I think Storm will be there.
Broncos. What about the Broncos, mate?
Very
fast, big,
very athletic.
Did it have maturity when it gets to the finals?
Yeah, I don't know.
That remains to be seen, doesn't it?
That's any question.
Yeah. This is around about the time they shat the bed last year, so yes. Let's sit back and watch and see what happens.
Was that pass of the year? Ezra Manto.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that Reynolds? Was something.
Once but I tell you what, they go to New Zealand and beat the Warriors. Who did they win this week? Who did they beat? Newcastle.
Yeah.
They beat Newcastle, which is, I suppose, but... They were just winning those games, man. That Warriors win in New Zealand was a fucking pretty good win.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Without Origin stars as well. That was amazing.
Yeah, Penrith and Melbourne are starting to look like Penrith and Melbourne.
Yeah.
Oh, they did get flogged, Melbourne, 2 weeks ago against the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you can discount South. Sorry, that was just a fucking... That was just a fail-safe reaction. I didn't even have control of that.
Any concerns about Latrell?
No, well, I don't know. They're very fucking secretive about his injury.
He's
can
fat,
can you come win on. The comp if Latrell's not at his best?
Yeah.
You reckon?
I reckon we can.
I don't think he's been at his best.
Obviously, you want him there.
He hasn't done much.
To me, Cody's a key man.
Cody's
the key
man. And Johnson. Let's not... Johnson out on the wing, that speed. I don't know why other teams aren't just copying your attack.
There's a funny thing that his teammates got him a T-shirt. It's a picture of him scoring a try. Mm-hmm. And it says world's number one catch and fall merchant. He's good.
But he's fast, man. Yeah. Is he the reason why other teams just can't copy that move you do?
I don't know.
Because other teams have got terrible
Cody,
attack.
Man. Cody can read the defense.
He can read? Jesus.
That's
nasty. He's a very well-educated man.
So we're saying that's the top four at the end of the year?
Let's go on.
Well, they're slowly starting to... Yeah, look at that. That's 4 points. They're moving away from the rest of the pack. They're done.
South
have
won
out.
One of the last three. So, but I put that down to missing a lot of good quality troops.
Got a few more weeks.
Then I got six going into four here. You ready?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Sharks, Warriors, Raiders, Seagulls. That's 5-8 at the moment. Warriors, Raiders, Seagulls.
Oh, you got more.
Drop
than
Raiders
that.
Out of that,
and then Eels and Roosters.
No, okay. Eels, Titans, Dolphins,
Titans
Roosters.
Titans and Dolphins are Gonski. Eels and
but
Roosters.
But they're all
so
there.
Roosters are gone too.
They're 2 points out of the eight.
I don't think that they can make it.
Are the Eels going to make
the
eight?
Or make the eight?
Yeah, I don't think Roosters
can make it. Any of those teams can make the eight. It all depends on the draw.
Are you thinking Eels and Roosters will make the eight?
I think
they've got a chance.
All right, then two have to go out of Sharks, Warriors, Raiders, Seagulls.
Raiders.
Well, we've got, we're relying on our draw. So.
Sharks. I'm saying Sharks will probably go.
Sharks won't go.
Sharks, Raiders for me.
Sharks beat the teams they should beat.
Our for and against is disgraceful, and that's going to be an issue
it's
at the end of
woeful.
The year. That's going to be a huge issue at the end of the year.
I don't think the Warriors are actually going to have the longevity.
No, they're good, man.
They're good,
they're
man.
Looking
okay, but
good.
It's only halfway through the season.
Your for and against is worse than the Tigers.
Yeah.
How does that even work? Anyway... If the Eels and Roosters make the eight, then two teams there at the moment have to go.
All right, so I'm saying then that...
Say it, just say it.
You think
smart.
The Roosters are out?
I think the Roosters are out. I think Eels are probably fifth for me.
Dolphins, Titans aren't in. I think Eels are going to push. Eels are going to push hard.
That'll be five, six.
They're fifth for me.
Yep.
In that,
although
in that
they've got no Moses, no Brown coming up. That's going to be a tough... few weeks, especially if Moses plays game three. So if they lose two games, the Eels, they're in big trouble.
That's for everyone though, right?
Manly is just like, is Tommy fit?
Yeah. Mm. So I'm going, out of that, I'm going Para, Manly, Raiders. That's my seven, right?
Sharks. squeaking in? Warriors? Warriors, all right.
Maybe Warriors, yeah.
I'd love to see Warriors make it.
Yeah.
That's what I think Warriors are going to make it, man. They're a good team.
Well, that's my eight.
They're clinical.
Mm.
No Roosters.
And that's not just out of spite.
That would be crazy. There is some. Can you imagine?
There's everyone's
pick this year for winning the whole thing, and if they don't even not make the pick. Eight.
Schadenfreude, mate. Shameful Friday.
What about the bottom, mate? Come on, let's have some fun. The
Roosters.
It's getting too serious
Roosters
here.
Roosters have won one out of the last five.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think they're done, man. I can't see a way back for them.
I think they've got many guys who are loose units and too many guys who, when they get suspended, have to go for it. Brandon Smith, Radley... Mm. Lodge, JWH.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're all fucking, as soon as they hit someone, they're gone for 4 weeks.
Yep. Yeah.
And they're all a bit loose.
And then you got Keary, who's got concussion issues.
Yeah.
And you got Manu, who's playing out of position. He can't kick, he can't pass.
He hasn't all been he playing well. Run. He's been quiet. He's... And then Suwali on the wing. Suck shit. Yeah, they've just thrown money at him. And you know what? They got Spencer Lemieux coming next year. Yeah. He's the gun forward in the comp.
Yeah.
And he's just waltzing in next year. Fuck.
Why wasn't he picked for Origin?
I heard South were going to get him. He wanted to go to South just to spite JWH.
Mm.
No, that was a dream of mine.
What about this little collective? Titans.
Yep.
Knights.
Mm.
Cowboys.
Mm.
Bulldogs. Mm. Tigers.
Tigers.
Dragons. Can we start for Tigers? Do you remember those two games in a row they won?
Yeah.
And they scored 100 points.
And they're going to fucking, world beaters.
And then I said to a friend of ours, I said, you don't need the bye this week, my friend. Because they had a bye.
Yeah.
They won two games and they had a bye.
The worst thing that
happened. And they forgot. And they just went back to what they normally do.
And it's going to take them fucking 10 weeks to get any rhythm.
Yeah. Dragons, Mr. Carney, have signed a new coach.
They have. Flaps.
Flaps is there.
Flaps Flanagan. Flaps
Flanagan.
What do you reckon?
They'll be on the gear by Thursday, I'd say.
They should be. Lomax is going to have fucking crazy veins out of his neck.
They've got fucking Lance Armstrong as assistant coach.
I want to get that shit, man. I want those peptides
they're
on.
Yeah. All the coaches are on it, man. They look so fit. Yeah. They look fitter than when they were playing.
Yeah.
I want some. They should fucking market it, brand it.
Mm. Back to coach Parramatta.
Peptides. Team colours.
Back to Parramatta.
Buy your steroids in team colours.
I still can't believe Trent Barrett sits beside Brad Arthur in the Para Games.
Yeah.
It just blows my fucking mind.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
It's a sign that anyone's employable. Anyone. Yep. There's a job for everyone in this country. Mm. That's why we're the lucky country.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, what about the Cowboys there? I think they're going to... The Tractors, I think...
They're fucked.
They're going to make a run?
Gould was saying the other day in his podcast, he reckons that's the one of the only teams that can match Penrith.
Jesus.
Yeah,
that's
he says some weird
dream.
Stuff.
Yeah, he needs to get on the peptides.
Tigers are going good. But that's the thing, though. These bottom teams, it's still hard... playing against them. If you're just off by about 10%, you could lose.
Yeah.
You lose. So
I mean, we lost substantially to the Dragons. They put 30 on. It was 36-14 with 3 minutes to go.
Yeah, I was shitbagging you.
Yeah.
I was on a train. And then I looked at the score later. Because you were saying, if Philly's got his
more.
Kicks, we would have won. I'm like, what is this idiot talking about? Lelius, Taff. I couldn't believe the score.
Yeah.
Yeah, still nearly fucked it.
I'm a little bit disappointed about your Bulldogs, mate.
I'm not. They're about where I thought.
Nah, look, 100%. It seems like they've got 10 minutes where at the start of the game you're thinking, wow, this team looks all right. And then they just, it's not even about their ability. They just do stupid things on the field.
Like, you look at yesterday's game against Para. They made four half breaks in the first half. And every time they made a half break, they kicked.
Yeah.
No matter what tackle
it was.
Weird, isn't it? That's a perfect example of coaching, right?
Mm.
Adokar makes a half break at the Bulldogs and he puts a stupid kick through.
Mm.
If he did that once at the Storm, Bellamy, he would have been scared to come back in the fucking dressing rooms.
Bellamy would have kicked his nuts and like, up into his ears so they look like flippers.
They're like, you're here to run, motherfucker. Just run.
Just back on that insult. When I worked on the railways, that's what a guy threatened me with. He said, I'll kick your nuts up into your ears until they look like flippers. It took me like fucking 10 minutes to try and work out what he said. But by that time, he was gone. Nuts, ears, flippers. get fucked, you cunt.
There was some dumb, like, six agains. Burden was involved in one of them as well, like on the fifth tackle.
Morons.
And it was just,
It's, they're dumb.
The Knights have been, you know, the 1 week you think, fuck, they're gonna go on a run here. The Knights are looking good, and then they should have beaten Brisbane, man. They're up by 8 points with like 10 minutes to go. They should have beaten Brisbane last week, and that would have been a game changer. That would have been up 17 points, 1 point out of the eight.
Yeah. Roosters play the Knights this week.
It's too tight.
Have you heard the rumor of Mitchell Pearce coming to the Roosters?
Yeah, like, this is stupidest.
I heard it from a very close source today.
The Roosters lose this week, they're pretty much done. This is a must-win game this week.
Are they playing Knights?
Yeah, if they lose this game...
Is this the fourth time they're playing the Knights?
Yeah, they're down into that shit tier of teams. Like, they're dropping off the fucking back of the pack, mate.
Yeah, right.
I've just got a... Our journalist, we've got him on the books now, from Woolloomooloo, Little Wizard.
Little Wizard. Hello, Little Wizard.
He's got a little bit of a rumour going around at the moment that... This whole Dylan Brown sex fingers incident has been set up by the Roosters.
Oh.
He's got his ears and
fingers.
Nose and fingers out. he moved to Rose Bay from Wentworthville.
Really?
And then gets caught up in this scandal. Also, the Eels give him an early release from his contract because he will be tied up in court battles for the remainder of the season. Roosters pounce, desperate for a 5-8.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Well, maybe it won't be Mitchell Pearce.
That's interesting. That's an interesting rumor.
Wow.
It could happen. He lives in Rose Bay, Danny Brown. Can you believe it? Yeah, I would not allow like that would not be in the contract. You have to live in maybe fucking Kellyville.
Where was he living before?
Maybe he's Jewish, because that's where all the majority of Sydney Jews live.
Where was he living before Rose Bay?
Wentworthville.
Ah, same.
Yeah, it's identical. Identical.
Get a better naan in Wentworthville.
Well. Dad's hut.
New pizza chain. We're giving them a shout out.
Yeah, shout out to Dad Hut, our new sponsor.
You didn't even know who we are.
To Pizza and Curry Fusion.
Curry Fusion, people. Yeah. There's your origin night sorted. Yeah. So Dad Hut, you're welcome.
You get pizza with curry toppings.
We don't know what you get. We just saw the sign being put up today, mate.
You get a Vindaloo Supreme.
We don't know what you get.
Surprise pack, Titans.
Nah.
Titans, not Dolphins. No, they are 2 points, 1 point out of the eight.
How shit's their fucking logo?
Yeah. It's like a fucking kids cartoon.
It's like a little pervy. It's like a little pervert wearing a Knights.
It's weird one,
like,
isn't it?
What helmet?
They should have gone the unicorns. They should have gone the unicorns.
Unicorns would be good.
Yeah.
Big horn coming out of your pants.
Much like yourself.
Is that what the unicorn is?
That's the stories I read.
Yeah. Much like yourself after a cocaine bear binge, Mr. Curry, they can't finish off.
Yeah. That's why you get a little bit of help.
They sit in the corner and wank until they jizz.
And they just tingle.
They come out of the blocks looking fucking fantastic, and then it's off to the corner.
What about
second half?
Off to the corner.
What about Pato at the tractors? He's not getting any flack.
Nah.
He's fucking Teflon,
he's
this
high,
bloke.
Yeah. That's part of his fucking, the Warlock.
They smashed Storm, though. That's the thing. Did you see he's down?
He won six games all year.
Did you see his last presser, though?
No.
He got up and he was talking about the loss. He got up and said, nothing to see here. Threw fucking powder down, explosion of smoke. Yeah. He lifted his cape up and then the smoke cleared. He was gone.
Should the Tigers have got rid of Madge?
No.
Oh, look.
Shout out to Madge. Causeway. Lives on the Causeway.
Sheensy's gone 3-10.
There's talk of him losing his job as well. Sheensy.
Wow.
Well,
just give it to the good sort.
3-10.
I'm telling you. When you play footy out at the park and the girl, good-looking girl walks past, your performance goes up.
Mate.
Like, imagine her as the coach, or fucking Brooksy would be fucking running his guts out, mate.
I remember we used to have a friendly game of touch down at Maroubra Bay, down on the primary oval. We're all in our 20s, you know. We're all fit and that. One of the guys brings his girlfriend out. She's a fucking model.
Yep.
She's lying on his car, sunbaking, not even looking at us, mate. And it was like fucking Origin out there. She wasn't even looking at us. We're just fucking doing these huge catches and diving. Oh, it was insane.
That's what the Tigers need. They need a hot chick coach.
Lying on the hood of a car.
Yeah.
That would be great. Yeah. That's what we want to see. Some of that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. But I don't know about Madge. Like, he's good, but...
What don't you know about
he's Madge? Attacking, like... When it, like Raiders need, we got no attack whatsoever. So I don't know what Madge is doing there.
Is he an attack coach?
He's not the attack coach, but he should be part of it. He's an assistant coach. The
attack coach doesn't make sense.
No, he's
a, well. Who's our attack coach then? Do you know who your attack coach is?
Ben Hornby.
Do you know who your attack?
I assume we haven't got one. Like, have you watched us play? I fucking see. How about this? Because that's our wrap, people. How about this? I fucking hate origin rounds.
No.
So, for one of them,
yeah,
we have tragic round. And you get all the NSWRL clubs.
Yeah, they
play at Henson Park
or
North Sydney Oval in one fucking day.
Fucking unreal.
And you have like beer tents.
Yep.
And fucking chicks on cars.
Ferris wheel?
Ferris wheel. Tattoo artist. And it's all in the one tattoo artist.
Tarot chick, too.
Tarot chick. A fucking belly dancer at the gate for people to throw shit at.
And a 100-meter sprint at halftime. A
fucking
as well.
Sprint at halftime. A mascot fight.
Hot dog eating contest.
Tragic stuff.
It's unreal.
A bus of hookers just outside.
Oh. That's.
And all the NSWRL teams just play from fucking 10 in the morning. Boom, boom, boom.
Did you say W?
Whatever the fuck they are. NSWRL. New South Wales.
New South Wales Rugby League.
The dudes.
What's the W? Oh, okay. The W is the women's.
Wales.
New South Wales.
Oh. Sorry. And I apologise to the women's league out there.
So you got you got the Jets, you got the Bears, you got everyone playing.
Yeah. Fucking hell, don't watch that. Just have a knockout, right?
Watch the shit out of it.
Just make it a knockout.
How about that? You put some money on the table, Volandis. The winning fucking club gets a substantial amount of coin. Or they get a draft pick.
How about this?
Yeah, that's good.
How about this? It's $50 to get in for punters. Ooh. Okay? You get a number that correlates to something, winner takes all at the end.
Okay.
You get 8,000 people in there. What's 40 grand? Yeah. You just walk out with 40 grand.
Well, you all get a home away try. You know, the ones they give you, the tickets, the home away try.
Yeah.
The winner is 40 grand.
40 grand.
Whoa.
You got your fucking tarot readers, you got your tattoo artists,
and no betting on your phone. They have old school fucking bookies there doing fucking odds.
Phone jammers all around the place.
If you want to bet on a first try scorer, you've got to go to Terry Page in 1974 at Ramwick Race Course. Oh, he's got the fucking odds up there.
Sounds good, man.
Why aren't they doing that?
Well, because they're idiots.
Fucking Volandis. And Abdo, hate you.
Abdo's a name that's just too easy to...
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops. Email us at ballsoutnoflops@gmail.com.
All right, hand shandies. I got a text message from Duke. Duke and Leon's school of life. And he said...
Cross pod message.
Yeah, got a couple of riffs for you. Every captain has got to go around and give hand shandies to stop the sex pests.
Yes.
Now, I know I said trainer hand shandies because I think a trainer could probably do it better. They've got that whole fucking kit with them, you know?
They do, so yeah, that's true, yeah.
You could chuck fucking tissues, lube in there.
Yep.
You know, some fucking rosary for all those Christians out there that fucking feel shame after they have a jerk.
Let me tell you, quick fucking,
how do you do with a rosary over the fucking...
How do you do?
Over their fucking
How do
nuts.
You do?
Alfie would be fucking the king, mate. The king.
He would be
he'd be all over it, mate.
He'd be like a plate spinner, mate, out there. He'd have them all lying down. Right.
He'd be loving
spinning the plates.
Well, mate, to curb the sex pest, yeah, incidents, absolutely, I agree. That should be fucking government funded.
Yeah.
Seriously, all rugby league players.
Yeah, I agree.
It should be. Get them just fucking that's state chill
or federal,
them out.
State or federal government stepping in there.
We'll start.
I'd say federal.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
They travel, these federal people.
Yeah,
they even go to other countries.
Mm. Yep.
That's true.
And whenever they feel the urge rising in them, to
call
be,
a touchy.
Yeah, call a touchy.
Well, you got to lie down. Like, I mean, there's, you know, there's a, what, you know, they tap their head for the fucking head thing.
Yep.
If you got to go off HIA, the cramp, you know, you're always grabbing their foot. What's going to be the fucking sex pest?
You know what it's going to be.
What's
going
to hand signal?
Fair idea. Yeah. I just saw it. If Sam Burgess was coaching New South Wales, they'd need an attacking coach. And there's an obvious answer to that, right?
Mm.
Fucking Dugs.
Get
Dugs back into camp, mate.
I reckon he was a sex pest that never got caught. He didn't get caught. Is, like, no.
Allegedly.
Like, I have a lap.
Allegedly. Dude, I'm not here. You'll be besmirching.
All right, Dukes, he's got another text here.
Who's this from?
This is from Duke also.
Crosspod text.
Yeah.
Good.
And he says, hear me out, New South Wales should copy 9/11.
New South Wales should copy 9/11.
Yes, I like where this is going. The false flag, what do we got here?
They should crash planes in a Leichhardt Oval and blame Queensland to pump up the New South Wales team.
And then Leichhardt could probably get the Renault it's looking for.
Yeah, exactly.
See? This is great. And just blame Queensland. We'll have a war. Forget about Origin.
A maroon-coloured fucking seaplane straight in at a Latcham Robinson stand.
That'll do it. You imagine that
could be war.
Yeah. With one of those things, you know, the big ribbon things they tow.
Yep. Yeah.
They have a tow behind them. It
maroon.
Says,
maroon colour.
Queenslander.
Yeah.
And it's got a little sign like a bus. And it just says Leichhardt Oval.
All right.
That would bring out a fucking, yeah.
It'll bring back the fans.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
Let me tell you that.
It's no tragic ground, but it'll bring back fans.
Yeah. Tragic ground's a thing, man.
Write it down. Write it down.
I'm pitching it. All right, I think that's it for us this week. We're having next week off because it's Origin. We're having another bye week.
Yeah, Origin week off.
I mean, Ray will be starting our water polo podcast.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing water polo. Mm. Yep.
If you do anything with...
balls out, belly flops.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
That's a strange sport, just quickly. Like, fucking hell. It's quite demanding.
I used to play it at school.
Did you?
Fucking exhausting.
You got to keep moving
the
with the ball up in
under the water. There's no rules.
Hey, do you remember? I told you the story.
Just do it if you want under the water. You just grab a guy's nuts, kicking him. You're doing anything.
I told you the story when we played at the Sydney Cricket Ground. We played football.
You played water polo at Sydney Cricket.
It was like Carthage, the Battle of Carthage.
Holy fuck. It's like when they used to fill the Coliseum full of water and blokes.
No, the same guy, there's these big fat twins that played footy for Sydney Boys High, right? And we're playing Centennial Park. There's a field in Centennial Park, but there's a cricket pitch in the middle of it.
ES Marks.
Yeah. And I got fucking, no, that's the athletics across the road. Nah. I got tackled on that, and both these fucking fat cunts just fell on top of me. And there's a Wile E. Coyote imprint of me on that fucking cricket pitch. Playing water polo. Both of the cunts turn up and fucking swam over the top of me. I went down like a fucking free diver. I was down about 60
that's
meters.
Weird.
You got the bends.
So that's life imitating art. Okay, so we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Enjoy your Origin. I know we're all going to watch it out of spite. It's arms crossed.
Hate
spiteful.
Watching. Hate watching.
It's like round 16 this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
So 16. By the time all this shit's done, it's going to be like 3-4 games left in the season.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It should be best of three. Or at least, I reckon just one game. It should just be one fucking game.
Yeah. Or one, yeah, anyway.
But didn't
one start,
last
middle
week we
of
said
season.
Once every 100 years, didn't we?
I did. I pitched that on the weekend and I drank mates and fucking had a go at me. But not Origin. Once, imagine that, Morden. Once every 100 years.
Once a decade.
Imagine.
You got to see it in your lifetime.
Once in a lifetime.
Yeah, it's not fucking Halley's Comet, mate.
You've
got to
see it. There's different lines. You understand how time works, right?
Yeah, I know.
It's a fucking
know.
Continuous line.
I just like the idea that if you lose the series as a player, you go to your deathbed with that loss. There's no fucking way. You can't change it.
No one's playing 10 years.
There is something that's romantic in that.
Yeah.
Like the Olympics, but just stretch it right out.
Yeah. Every 10 years is good.
Every 10 years.
Oh. All right, every 10 years.